USA Radio News with John Hunt.
For the first time in 2 years, masks are no longer required in the House chamber when President Joe Biden delivers his State of the Union address tonight. A major reversal in the politically controversial policy that reinforces the message he's trying to give that the pandemic may be receding and America may be getting back to something closer to normal. Also, all 535 members of Congress are invited to attend the address tonight due to the relaxed coronavirus measures, a huge difference from last year's address when only 200 members showed up due to stringent COVID-19 policies. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will hold meetings with top Democrat and Republican senators tomorrow as the confirmation progress for President Biden's nominee to the Supreme Court gets in full swing. The Democrats are hoping for a swift bipartisan confirmation process for the U.S. District Court judge who would make history as the first black woman to sit on the highest court in the nation. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the U.N. Human Rights Council that Russian crimes in Ukraine are mounting by the hour, with strikes hitting hospitals, schools, residential buildings, and asked whether Russia deserves to remain a member of the U.N. Human Rights Council. Blinken also said that China continues to commit genocide and crimes against humanity in Xinjiang against Muslim Uyghurs, and called for U.N. Human Rights boss Michelle Bachelet to release her office's reports with findings on that situation. Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, joined Senate Republicans in defeating a bill that would have legalized abortions up to birth nationwide. Senators voted 48-46 against ending the debate and allow a vote on the Women's Health Protection Act. The bill, which passed the House last year, would have codified a right to an abortion and combated pro-life state laws. The bill's defeat comes as the Supreme Court is weighing a case that could potentially curb Roe v. Wade. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Major League Baseball extended the deadline that was scheduled for last night to start canceling regular season games. And with an update, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
I'm standing outside Camelback Ranch, where today the Los Angeles Dodgers were supposed to be playing the Seattle Mariners. Instead, the parking lot on this beautiful day in Glendale, Arizona is empty. Major League Baseball owners and players are continuing to discuss a new collective bargaining agreement. Major League Baseball saying they have now until 5 p.m. Eastern time today to avoid delaying opening day set for March 31st.
As Texas is working their way through midterm elections today, Texas Senator Ted Cruz said the Democrats are in for a big red wave.
You want to know how powerful? Find me one person on planet Earth who doesn't know what Let's Go Brandon means. And not just in red states. A wave is coming. We are taking our country back. We are standing up to power. We are defending liberty. We are defending the Constitution. We are defending the Bill of Rights. And together, we will save this great nation. God bless you.
Pollsters around the nation are showing President Joe Biden's numbers at below 40% approval ratings in almost every category, and it threatens Democratic candidates across the country. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.